Today, the first hour and the last hour for this session, I will not discuss about the life divine, but we will share and interact with your questions and answers and whatever you want to do. And in the answers to the questions, of course, I will cover my syllabus. Mano Buddhi Chitta Ahankara. It is known as the Antakkarana. Mano Buddhi Chitta Ahankara. But for all practical purposes, we have to change the upper two. Mano Buddhi Ahankara and Chitta. That is a more later I will explain it. So this is known as the Antakkarana. Mano, Buddhi, Ahankara and Chitta. This Antakkarana is now under the control of our consciousness as the beings of this body. It is not the tools of Atma. These Antakkaranas are not tools of the Atma. But when it becomes the tool of the Atma, it becomes Antaratma. When your mind, your buddhi, your ahankara, the egoism, and the stuff with which it is made, the chitta, mind stuff, instead of being a tool for this physical body, for this life, it becomes a tool of the Atma which is inside us. It becomes Antaratma. That is why some very great leaders, they follow the Antaratma voice, which Gandhiji used to say as the inner voice. Inner voice is the voice of the Antaratma. And this Antaratma is for this body. But we have the previous births, this birth and also future births. And you remember, when you understand this supramental descent, the truth consciousness, you will be knowing all these things, not only the past, the present, but also the future. This becomes Jivatma. So the Antaratma's next higher level is Jivatma. And this consciousness is specific for a species, like all dogs will have one Atma. They have different, all cockroaches, all iron metal, copper metal, silver metal, and similarly the mankind, the Atma, that is the Atma. That means, which controls all the Jivatmas, but of this species, that is Atma. When all these Atmas of species come together, it becomes Paramatma. So, every name that we use, it have a very specific scientific meaning. And I would like to utilize these words itself, the Sanskrit words, because not only we are conversant, we feel it easier. And we have righted it, the spiritual gift of India. So you can use these words also. And always remember that according to Sri Aurobindo's language, it is psychic being, Jivatma. Okay? Paramatma. Total. Atma, species. Jivatma, your particular chain of lives. And Antaratma, this particular life. But all are based on Atma, and you can always change Atma to mean life. Atteti Atma, that is the real definition of Atma. Atteti means that which eats. Atteti Atma. So that life is eating all these experiences. So Paramatma, total experience. Atma, species experiences. Jivatma, your life cycle experiences. Antaratma, this life cycle's experience. But always the life is there. And that is where he was so certain that once you follow this life divine, the life divine is that we are starting with Antaratma, now we will reach Paramatma. But again, Sri Aurobindo warns, don't think that is the end. In this evolution we are going there. Life evolution. Right?
So then this Antaratma and Chaitya Purusha are
No. Chaitya Purusha is the psychic being.
Chaitya Purusha is the
Jivatma.
Jivatma.
Jivatma. That is, in the synthesis of yoga, he says the physical Purusha, I'm forgetting the exact name, the Annamay Purusha, Pranamay Purusha, Manomay Purusha, then the Chaitya Purusha, the psychic being to which all these three has to surrender. So these three mixed is Antaratma. Anna Purusha, Prana Purusha, Manomay Purusha. When together they surrender to the psychic being, the Jivatma, but we don't know the Jivatma consciousness yet. When will you know it? When you can say, Bahuni me vyatitani, I have spent many lives. And human lives, that is Jivatma. But when you know that all the human beings are a part of the Atma, this is the next step, that is what exactly the first level of supermind, Vijnanamaya Kosha. First level of supermind, and that increases until it reaches that Satchit Anand, that level. And Satchit Anand level is the Paramatma, and Antaratma is Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya Purushas. They are all interlinked, but we have forgotten that gradation. And in that book yesterday I was showing the level minds. I think it is almost the university course in the coming eras where people will learn to know it, to which level of mind you are. And that's what we have to practice now. That is what I am inviting, that together we will do these practices. Clear the Jivatma, Antaratma, Paramatma. Antaratma, Paramatma. Jivatma, Atma and Paramatma. And all these are linked with that supramental descent level of consciousness. And in the end the Paramatma becomes the triune, Satchitananda. That union. Any more questions? You are free to ask anything, don't worry.
What
is the travel from this direction? To be honest, nothing is traveling. Only your consciousness is becoming more perfect. For example, when you are reading as a doctor, before the doctor and after the doctor, what happened? Where did you travel? You forget about the traveling to the college and in the buses and that. What happens when a man who was not a doctor becomes a doctor? Consciousness changes. In change of consciousness, nothing has changed. Only your ability to understand has changed. Got it? So nothing is traveling. That is why repeatedly Sri Aurobindo tells that we are talking about this time sequence because time is a mind's need. Time and space are required for the mind. Because I am here, I am there. Now I am, today I am here in Bengaluru, tomorrow I will be in Hyderabad. Time and space. But my decision to go to Hyderabad, when did I take it? It may be when you give it the whole year's plan, you have taken it that moment that I will be there. Got it? So it is the problem of the mind, which Sri Aurobindo repeatedly tells you, that it is the problem of the mind and time and space or because of the mind. The moment you can still your mind, that is why many times we find that even Sri Krishna said that I have already given freedom to India in 1910 or so in the Alipur jail, but in physically we got it in 1947. You understand, it has been given. You take some time because of the mind, because mind is the analyzer, it divides. But you can get the entire knowledge, you become a doctor, you have read for 5 long years, 5 into 365 days, and if you want to be more correct, 5 into 365 into 24 days, 24 hours. But the net result of your ability to become a doctor, is it divisible or indivisible? Got the point? So nothing is taking birth and going. That is why we have to, in the over-mental plane, I am telling these names because even this is a mind problem. What I am now telling, Ajopisan, Avyayatma, Bhutanam, Isharopisan. Sri Krishna in 4th chapter, he says, I am unborn. Ajopisan, Avyayatma, without any, Vyaya means loss. Avyaya, without any loss. Bhutanam Isharopisan, I am the master of the 5 elements. But still, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. Here Atma means the species, the human species, Atma Mayaya. So nothing is born, nothing dies. You think that you are being born and die because your antakarnas are linked with the body. The moment you are free from the body, the time does not exist. That is why you have always tried to remember this very peculiar concept, that since the beginning, where the universe was not even yet created, the truth consciousness has already descended. But you have to get a mind, be a human being. God only knows how many crores of years it has taken. And then we are experiencing now these. You just keep that in mind, that time and space, that is what we call Maya, the power of the Maya. Because if that Maya power is not there, you can't get these experiences. That's why the Maya is also essential. But now it is not essential. And in that you have to learn what is the chapter? These details. Chapter 8. Very interesting. It is chapter 8. Again, the 5 elements, Mano, Buddhi and Ahankara, makes 8. Chapter 8. He says, the methods of Vedantic knowledge. There you get all these answers to these questions. Where time and space, even though they are not necessary, they are necessary. That is where Sri Aurobindo always says that this duality, you create the duality to understand something, but later they have to merge. Got it?
What is the state of Nirvana and what is the state of merging of petty consciousness? That should be recommended something.
No, you asked what is Nirvana.
Yeah.
Next.
With
supramental consciousness.
Yeah.
No. For this we have to go to the Buddha avatara. Again that avatara. You always remember all these 10 avataras are born at the same time. You create these differences. Just keep it in mind. It is very difficult to understand. But once you understand it, there is nothing complicated in it. Nirvana is what the first experience of Sri Aurobindo's yoga sadhana through pranayama. Nothing exists. And this Nirvana, if you can properly understand, this is exactly what you are getting every night. And Ben Johnson, I think, he is a cardiologist, a doctor, he has written a beautiful book, Relaxation Response. Okay. She knows the name correctly. I don't remember the names. But go through it. It's a small book. That answers your question, the relationship between the psychic being and the that being which is in the supramental level. In general, our life is a dual. The dual is what is known as, if you know you can get it, you fight. If you feel that you won't get it, you will not fight. That is what actually known as, according to the doctors, fight or ORR, flight response. Either you fight or you avoid that fight. Fight or flight response. You remember this. This is exactly the mistake we always do. We first assess, can we do it? Go ahead. And if you can't do it, we won't attempt. So many times I find in the sadhakas, I can't do it regularly. So he will not start. That is the flight response. And if he feels he can do it, he continues. That is the fight response. But at sleep, the doctor says that the most incurable diseases, mainly the diabetes, the cancer, and the heart problems. If you know this relaxation response, meaning entering to the nirvana level. When you relax, you are not responding anything. Relaxation itself means you are not going to fight or flight, you are relaxing. Unfortunately, this word was misused by someone. In the Olympic Games, when Milkha Singh was taking rest somewhere, he asked Milkha Singh, are you relaxing? He said, no, I am Milkha Singh. So that is another way of response. But relaxing means you just don't do anything. Is it not? In a state of relaxation, what are you doing? That is nirvana. Got the point? You understood what nirvana is? Even that way you are thinking something. But in deep sleep are you thinking something? That is nirvana. Real relaxation thing. But when once you know how to relax, almost with my experience, I am sure to say that all your 100% problems will be solved, because all our problems are self-created. Very rarely we have problems which nature creates for human beings. So nirvana is relaxation. That is exactly what Buddha has given. That is why he says, that's all. And if you do something even thinking, no nirvana, again you become active. But this nirvana is possible only for the lower three. The Annamaya Purusha can relax, the Manomaya Purusha can relax, the Pranamaya Purusha can relax, but the psychic being is always in a continuous relaxation state. He doesn't fight anything. A very peculiar state of consciousness. Whenever he wants something, he goes into your body. When he doesn't want it, he comes back. That is what the shloka is. Dva suparna. There that bird sits there. And this bird goes on eating and getting all these, whatever it is, whether it enjoys or it doesn't like. But as for this bird, it is neither enjoyment nor a problem, it is an experience. When this relaxed bird, when it starts getting these experiences into it, it becomes jivatma, psychic being. And when this psychic being knows that there is another atma witnessing all these things, species atma, the supramental starts. Because it starts, because you are talking about only one species. Is it not? The human species. The start of the supramental. But once you get that experience, that all experiences are for that one consciousness. That is where the Advaita comes. And we think of this and that, the psychic being and this being, Dvaita. And when you specialize in this type of thing and you select something and you don't select something, it becomes Visishta Dvaita. That is what our main concepts are. We have the Dvaita philosophy, the Visishta Dvaita philosophy, and the Advaita philosophy. And all these three are one. That is what we have to tell people. And then we will have no more religions. Your body is your temple. You realize the life divine in it. That is life divine. And realizing that life divine, you go through the steps of synthesis of yoga. When you understand that all life is nothing but union with the divinity, all life is yoga. Got the answer?
So in this process, it is a voice between the ear, the Buddha Padma. It comes to say, Astaratma, Alaya, Ara in the name of Intuition, or in the name of Dream.
That's where the real problem of this founders of religion comes. It is known as the level of intuition. The higher mind, the illumined mind, the intuitive mind, the over mind. These are the four levels linked to the mano, buddhi, ahankara and chitta. Mano, buddhi, chitta, ahankara is yours. And the names that Sri Aurobindo gives is for the planes. That difference you should always remember. But to be very clear, very simple, sankalpa vikalpas arise in the mental plane. Decision making comes from the buddhi plane. This much is easier to understand, give an example. Should I go to a movie or to a temple? One evening we have some time. You have the sankalpa and the vikalpa. You have options, a many number of options. That is what mind does. Now you decide, I will go to a movie. Now another mind comes, which movie? Again the sankalpa vikalpa comes. And you decide, I will go to this particular movie, that is buddhi. And whatever activities you do to go to that movie is ahankara. I am doing this. Don't think it is egoism. I am talking about the plane. You understood? Now you are asking which voice I have to accept. Now you have to decide from which voice. You are indecisive. It is a mental voice. No need to hear it. Because it is indecisive, that's all. That is why when Arjuna asks, it is very difficult for me to control the mind. Buddha said, who asked you to control it? It is doing its duty. It is the buddhi which is important. Dadami buddhi yogantam. The second chapter itself talks about buddhi. And it talks about a yoga of buddhi, and very few people realize it. In the essays of Gita, Sri Aurobindo explains this buddhi yoga. So buddhi, what did I say? Decision making. Whatever decision it is, whether you may think it is good and bad, that is something else. But once you decide, the voice is coming from which plane? The buddhi plane. When the indecision, the mind plane. But once you decide also, you have to act on it. When you are deciding, I have to act on that. That is ahankara. The plane of ahankara. But the entire yoga says, you forget about all these three voices. The indecisive voice, the decision making voice, and the activities which makes you to go to the decision. Mano, buddhi, chitta. Forget about this. Yogaha, chitta vritti nirodhaha. the chitta consciousness has to be controlled. So which voice? You can very easily decide. Now that you are here, sitting, can you tell me which voice you heard? As I have explained to you. Which voice? Was it a mind voice, mano voice, buddhi voice or ahankara voice? Can you help him? Ahankara voice. Got it? But is it right or wrong? These three can't decide. Even chitta vrittis, the mind stuff which creates all these three, cannot decide. It has to surrender to something higher. With the same example, they're a bit, because we have to have a very clear idea of evolution. Chitta knows it, mind stuff, I am not telling about ahankara, beyond ahankara, because this ahankara was born to get some experiences. The mind stuff, chitta knows what experience it wants. Let me tell you one thing. It is a crude example. In one family, my friend's family, Mr. X was studying intermediate, and I went to his house. He said, Guruji, you say that whatever you say happens. Can I become a doctor? I said, okay, if you want to become a doctor, become a doctor. I'm telling about the chitta vritti, not egoism. That's what you remember, why I'm giving this example, the levels. So, the moment she was going to be getting admission in the first year intermediate, the parents wanted that she should take MPC. He said, no, Guruji said, so I will take BPC. Now what is this level? Her decision to take buddhi. Buddhi level. She finished. And then she went to the MCET examination. She failed. First time. She approached me and said, you said I will become a doctor. And I have failed the MCET examination. Who said you can't be a doctor? You failed in this examination. Again you do it. Three times she attempted, the fourth time she passed. She became a doctor. And now she is wherever she is. Because if I tell wherever, some of my friends will know. Now, chitta vritti, you understood? Buddhi decides a result. The ahankara works for it. But the ahankara failed three times. But the chitta vritti forced her to continue. Got the difference? I said it is a crude example, not exactly, because to understand chitta, you have to go to the Kaivalya Pada of Patanjali Yoga Sutras. Very problem nowadays, I am forgetting. Jati pratyantara. You remember the shloka, Chanda? The third or fourth shloka in Patanjali Yoga Sutras, what exactly it means, that you can change any object into anything. What the many yogis do, you give them a flower, they can make it a fruit. Jati pratyantara. It can be done if you know the chitta vritti. Prayopavishan. Got it? Whatever it is, you understand, in the Kaivalya Pada, he says, it is the third or fourth sukta, sutra, jati pratyantara prayopavisha, or something is. What exactly it means, if I keep this in my hand, because of the chitta vrittis, it has this metal form, and because of the man who wanted to create this, his ahankara made it. Chitta vritti, you understood? Chitta vritti is the inherent completely embedded nature, sahaja swabhava. Minerals have their sahaja swabhava, plants have their sahaja swabhava, animals have their sahaja swabhava. And now we utilize it, the ahankara. We use the horse to ride, we use the mules to carry our load. It is not their sahaja swabhava, it is our ahankara which makes them do it. But don't say egoism. I conscious, I want this to be done, so it is done. Now, these chitta vrittis of the mineral are the mind stuff chitta. And a rose flower has got its own chitta. Am I clear about that? If you can change these chitta vrittis into a rose flower chitta vrittis, the jati can be changed. Jati pratyantara. You just go through those passages in Patanjali Yoga Sutras. It is in the Kaivalya Pada, third or fourth. It starts with Jati Pratyantara. You can also do that if you want to do it. And a very beautiful example of this Jati Pratyantara was experienced by Paul Brunton. You heard about Paul Brunton, who wrote about Ramana Maharshi's life? He was in search of secret India, he writes this book, incident. He was in Kashi, he heard about Swami Vishuddhananda, yogi, who can utilize the sun rays. So he went there, he said, "You show me what sun can do." So he took some, dust. Some dust in the room itself, in the corner, when we sweep the floor. Naturally, in many houses in the olden days, in corner they were put, and in the evening somewhere they used to throw it out. So the dust, after the sweeping the floor, was there in the corner. So Vishuddhananda asked him to bring that dust. He converted it into an emerald. Then he converted it into a diamond, all types of ratnas. And then, I am giving this example because yesterday we were reading about the two eyes, the sun and the moon and the Agni, the three eyes. What happened? He said, "Can you show me something more? Jati Prachantara, now you understood, the dust can be made into a diamond. The jati has, in the same species." And then he wanted some scent, which is not possible in India at that time, some daffodils or something. Then he said, "Give me your handkerchief." He took it for some time and he said, and Paul Burton says, after 20 years also I am having that kerchief, the same scent is coming out of it. Jati Prachantara. And this left and right eyes I am talking about, because then he brought a, what is that, no, kabutar? Pigeon. Then someone just twisted, she died, that he gave that dead body to Vishuddhananda. Then he said, kept it there, a magnifying lens. Got it? Jatyantara parinamaha prakrutya apurat. That is the shloka in Kaivalya Pada. These are the explanations for that aphorism. So the dead pigeon, a magnifying lens he brought, concentrated it on the right eye, it came again to life. If you understand this chitta vritti nirodha, the last level, fourth level, it starts with Samadhipada, Patanjali Yoga Sutras. Then we go to the Sadhana Pada, then we come to the Vibhuti Pada, and the fourth Pada is Kaivalya Pada. There these chitta vrittis are changed. Now you know the difference between egoism and chitta vritti. Egoism is solidified your chitta vritti, and chitta vritti is the ocean. Large number of open, you can change it into any jati, any species. What we say, the Atma. right? But concentrate on the, and the very important thing is Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo, Maheshwara. Be very clear about what we are praying for the Guru, with four heads, with four hands and three eyes. You don't think about that Brahma and we are not interested in it. Guru Brahma, the four words. And you remember that every word has four levels. What is it known as? The Para, Pashyanti, Madhyama and Vaikhari. These four words, we know only the Vaikhari Vani. Vaikhari means which comes out. We don't know what he is thinking or what anybody is thinking. Vaikhari Vani. Then the Madhyama Vani. You want to, this also we, many times we use it. We want to use some word, but no, this is not the word. We use another word. For example, suppose I want to say Kamala. But then I say the Kamala is not so very clear, so we want to say Padma. So in the mind, this thought goes on. I want to say Kamala, then I say no, it's correct, not correct, I use Padma. So this process is known as Madhyama. This we are conversant many times, especially when we talk with the bosses or those who are superior to us. A lot of Madhyama is required so that our words will come out correctly. If not, if you really utter what you want to utter, then you will not be allowed to utter it anymore. So Madhyama we know. Now the Pashyanti. This is what the Vedas taught. Rishis are all known as the Mantra Drashta Rishis. And you remember, mantra is not a combination of words, it is meant. Manana, after long years of manana, you get a mantra. The result of the manana. For example, I always tell about this cancer, hoping that this will be soon realized because of our words being utilized, medicine for cancer. So what they are doing? Manana. This experiment, that experiment, this experiment, that experiment. And in the end, one final experiment will be done where you get the result. So all these mananas have ended in that last particular experiment. Is it not? So that last particular experiment is the vision of medicine for cancer. You see it. All these experiments, they were just being manana. So in this Vedas, especially Rig Veda, just now I was coming up, I saw Mother discovered Agni, just below. You understand what I am talking about? When we walk, Mother's teachings are, I forgot the heading of it, there are a large number of them. On the wall, yesterday I read about death. And today I read about mother discovering Agni in her. And Agni is light, fire. And what is the Karmendriya of Agni? Jnanendriya, eyes. Karmendriya are the legs. Are you following? So this word, Mantra Drashta, so each Vedic word is a large number of experiments which have culminated in it. You remember that? We just forget about that. We just read it. That's why we find we don't understand. If without knowing what exactly E, M and C mean, you can never understand E is equal to MC squared. You can never see E is equal to MC. C means understanding. That is Pashyanti. But all these three levels of words, Vaikhari, Madhyama, Pashyanti, have a basis on a principle. Para. In one class, some people said, you are talking something, it's going beyond our heads. Then I said, okay, the shoes there. The shoes are there. We have left it there. We have come here. When the shoe is on your feet, That is vaikari. Vaikari means yours. Perfectly yours. But something happens and the shoes become madhyama at temples. Your shoe goes somewhere else. You understand? That is madhyama. And now, you go to a footwear shop, what is known as the window shopping. You don't buy any shoes. But you see, that is paschanti. But suppose all these shoes have one fundamental goal, protection for feet, that is para, the principle. Got it? That's what the words also mean, the same thing. The physical world, the in-between world, madhyama, the paschanti world. And this paschanti world has a very peculiar ability. It can go past, present and future. You can see the Greek shoes, you remember? You know the Greek shoe with so many diamond-like laces and that? That is paschanti shoe. And may, suppose I say, it is possible that when you are walking, and it is going to happen very soon, that we don't need any electrical generators. Your walking will create the electricity. That has already been scientifically confirmed. They are experimenting on it. And once if you can get it, and maybe this year or next year we will get it, while you are walking, electricity will be generated. Then you don't want all these electrical bills and this and that and asking them, just whenever you need more extra energy, electricity, just walk more. But with a special shoe, you can visualize it, is it not? Paschanti, even though it has not yet come. But all this, because it is the legs who use it, the protection or covering to the legs, that is parashu. Now clear? The four levels of words, vaikari, madhyama, paschanti, para. From paschanti, time consciousness is not there. And para, of course, it is beyond time. Anything more?
While chanting mantras, how far the effect is there without knowing the bhava, with knowing the bhava?
To be honest, to be honest, if you repeat a mantra without knowing the meaning of it, also you get results.
Same
results. But the problem is, when you don't know what results to expect, even if it comes, you may miss it. And generally it happens. That's why you have to know the meaning of it. But actually without knowing the mantra, that is what Mother says about the power of the world. The worlds are created by world. And world, don't worry about the language of it. Because actually the world, without knowing the language, has no meaning. If you know the French language only, if somebody talks the French word, you can understand it, is it not? But the vibrations of that word is the same whether you know the language or not. Got the point? But if you know the meaning of it and do it, you get quicker results. Same results you get. Understood the point? Evolution? No, to the entire universe. Evolution is through the entire universe. But we, or let me say, the beings, I am not saying human beings, all pranis, they decide the entire evolution of the universe. That is where we get the credit. That also the evolution has decided. That Paramatma decided this planet Earth will decide. But evolution is something which will happen whether we do it or not. You always remember. That is why whenever the avatara comes, you need not join hands with it. It will happen. But when you join hands with it, naturally. That is where we should be very careful, because for the avatara, our help is not necessary. But for our evolution, our help is necessary. For us, it is important to work for Him. Why? Because the call has come. With so many people in the world and so many people in Bangalore. But we are hearing it. And you be very egoistic about it, positively. Yes, we are called. But when you are called, you have to work. That's what I am trying to insist. That this photo and the opening of the Hiranmayena Patrayana's 29th February 1956 photo, and at the nights you practice the Nirvana practice, curing the ills, physical, vital and mental feelings. This one. This should be where you can just, if you just, where you can look it easily, even though when you are sleeping. The evolution proceeds. For what is the use of knowing all this and not putting it into practice? At least whenever we see in the night, we remember that yes, the door has opened, and in 1956, and we are crossed at 2006, 46 plus 6. Where are we? The sincerity, the speed of living is essential. Matter is equal to energy is equal to consciousness, right? And now what is your question? I didn't understand.
Now,
material.
Consciousness, the thing, all three.
Right.
Now offering in the form of a material and the action offering. The consciousness itself offering.
Achha, you are talking about the ajñas.
Yeah.
The ahutis.
Yeah,
no, you have put me to a corner, right? I have to tell the chemistry of it.
Material is also important to the chemistry.
Sri Aurobindo.
Now, what is the more effective mode?
You heard about alchemy?
Alchemy.
You know?
I have heard it.
What is alchemy means? The spiritual aspects of chemical matter. And in Beyond Man book, this equation was given, matter is equal to energy is equal to consciousness. There he gives the Sri Aurobindo's words of alchemy. I just don't remember. The principle is, Agni is a very peculiar thing. Literally, we count Agni as one of the Panchabhutas. Akasha, Vayu, Agni, then Jala, and then Prithvi. But it is very interesting to note that Agni is really encompasses itself and all the four. If you decrease the Agni, fire becomes water, water becomes solid. If you increase the water becomes air, steam, and steam goes to space. And what is space but words? You have to remember this, space shabda. The quality of space, the tanmatra, is shabda. So, when this thing converts from prithvi, solid, to the liquid state, to the gaseous state, if it can heat it more, you get the word. Now you offer ahuti. You are understanding your question. When we offer ahuti to the Agni, what is Agni? common to all the five planes. So if you add the mantra with a desire that it should become concrete, you are using that word that it should become concrete, then what will happen? It goes into the air. The matter which you have offered goes into the air, but with a shabda you want this to happen. It goes into the air. Naturally, after some time it has to lose its fire. Then what will happen? It has to come to the physical plane. It has to manifest. But why I am doing this agnya and I am not getting it? Because number one, you don't know the exact words you have to use, the mantra which you have to use. That is why many times nowadays the Gayatri mantra is advised, because the Gayatri mantra says that my physical, emotional and mental vibrations should be in tune with Om, who is nothing but the Savita, the Sun, the Truth Consciousness. So when a large number of human beings do it, Truth Consciousness automatically manifests. Got it? This rod and this rod, which is longer? This rod and this rod. Are you sure? Very sure? The manifestation is also that certainty if you know the tanmatras. Matras means measure. Tanmatra means measuring that. Got it? So how could you do it? You don't have a scale, but you are measuring it, is it not? Am I clear in what I am telling? We are not using any scale correctly. But we know, we have already measured, because we have an idea of the length, tanmatra, how to measure the length. So this tanmatra and this tanmatra is less, this tanmatra is more. Is this aspect correct? Very clear? And now, in Akasha, how do you measure Akasha words? Got it? The words measure the Akasha. That is the tanmatra of Akasha. Many of us don't know that actually when you are using these words, the space is being changed. Space, tanmatra words. For example, we ask somebody, you tell me how many people can sit here. Generally they will say around 100. But is it not possible that 300 or 400 people can be pushed into this room? Got it? So your visual tanmatra says around 100 can sit here. But the space is possible to get more and more. And you remember what the science says. What does the science say? 1 minute. Atom, our entire body is made up of atoms. Very sure? You forget about the molecules and other things. All are atoms. And do you know that the distance between the nucleus and the electrons, there is an empty space which is more than 1000 meters, 1 kilometer. And if your body is made up of so much gap, are you a space or are you matter? Honestly, we are space. So you remember this tanmatras, space, words, air, sparsha. How do you measure air? By the sparsha, vayu, and agni, by rupa. Taste, by water, and smell, the prithvi. You remember, these are the measuring rods. And if you know how to measure correctly, so what you have to give to get a physical form? First it should have a word, then it should have a touch, then it should have a form, rupa, and then it should have a taste, and then only it should have a smell. So if you know the combination of these five, this shloka will happen. Jatyantara parinamaha prakritya purat. Now you should learn how to measure it. And instantaneously, you know, in Mahabharata, Drupad was very angry with Drona. So he performed a yajna. And out of the yajna, Draupadi and Drushtadyumna came physically. And it is not a hyperbole. You also can bring it, but you should know these measures. All are effective. All are effective. How can you say more? All are equally effective.
Is there necessary to depend on the material?
You have.
The material we use is made of pile. So with the action, with the consciousness operating at Agna itself, that's the.
Have you ever seen. Wait. Have you ever seen someone talking in a phone? Have you ever seen. If not phone, you say mobile phone. No, probably the phone is not. Have you ever found that when someone is directing the man who is on the mobile phone, and here his hands will be saying, you turn left, you turn right. Does his hand move or does not move? He will become rigid and say, he is not able to see it, therefore I will just talk. Got the point? The physical action is essential. That is where we are missing the bus. And the entire yogasanas are nothing but those physical actions required for that result. And now we are doing it only for as an exercise. You read Synthesis of Yoga, Sri Aurobindo writes about asanas. He said these asanas are not required. But that doesn't mean that these asanas are not required. He says they are not required as you are using it. Each asana leads you to a state of consciousness. So you should know the pancha tattvas, the asanas and pranayama, the breathing process. You must have seen that many people, the saints, they breathe and something changes into another thing. Knowledge growth goes into us to breath. What is breath? It creates you. Is it not? And now, you accept this statement, but you forget one thing. You are different from others in many ways. So the breath that is going in is forming a different human being from others. Is this clear? But you are different because you want to be like that, even though you won't accept it. You want to be something different. So the breath which goes inside you knows the knowledge of what you want to become. That is what life is, prana. So this breath, when it goes inside you, is converted into these three lobes and these two lobes, five lobes. So whenever we breathe, always the five vital pranas develop in these lobes. These lobes, generally people think, it is being utilized to oxygenate blood. That is one purpose, of course, no doubt about it. But the actual reason for the lungs is to create prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. And remember, these pranas are also related to the five tattvas. So through the breath, the five tattvas goes in. And just now I have told that all the five tattvas in the end materialize. So through breath you are able to materialize whatever you want. But unfortunately we have missed that science. We almost missed that the prana is different from breathing. The breath is converted into us into prana. That is why we are living. And once the prana is not forming, we die. Got it? So these pancha pranas with the pancha tattvas unite together by breath. The spirit and matter, that is what in that Savitri lines before sleep I want you to read. The last word is the spirit and matter unite through breath. And there is two types of breath control, one which is inside us and the other which is outside us, which is known as the internal kumbhaka and the bahya kumbhaka. The real creation happens at that time. Real creation happens when the air goes in, a pause, even though you are not aware of it, it creates something inner. It goes out, there is a pause, bahya kumbhaka, it creates. So the entire magic of pranayama is not in breath but in the kumbhaka. And that is why in the pranas we wanted kevala kumbhaka, the end, where the everything is suspended. So always, always it is breath which gives you knowledge. The time is up. But all these questions are very intelligent. But just don't stop thinking. I have given the ideas, develop them.
So, I mean, listen to hear somebody's words after Guruji's talk. It was kind of a spiritual feast what we had in the last 1 week or 7 days. When Sri Aurobindo, the lines of Savitri were penned down to Sri Aurobindo's consciousness, he actually narrated the entire narration was nothing but his experiences and then his travel to splendor words, different words, and then it was during the spiritual odyssey during which he narrated the entire experience he penned down to Savitri. When he came to the light divine, he surpassed all the intellectual barriers, carried altogether into a different consciousness, focused on the entire evolutionary process starting from the creation in the last few billion years. And according to him, the entire evolutionary process starting from the point of creation is nothing but the evolution of consciousness itself. From the time of creation till now and into the future dawns, till the goal of human being is achieved. And it has been repeatedly said that whether we are a part of the evolution, that's why Sri Aurobindo says, man is not the last rung in the process of evolution. He is me only, the way the man has reached the stage after being experimented through the intellectual principle. Man will be experimented through man, but it is through his willing cooperation, his faith. It is very, very clearly that man has to come forward, take a step forward, and then through his willing cooperation, then only the human evolution can take place. If you are a part of the evolution, then it is absolutely fine. If you are not part of the evolution, then it will be forced upon you, it will be tested upon us. So it is better, as Guruji said, whether we go 100 stories yesterday in a day, and all of you will say, there is a 100 story building, whether you go through the lift or you want to climb the stairs, it is better for us. So if you want to go through the lift, you reach faster, effortless, so you have to practice yoga, and that yoga is nothing but teaching the yoga of Sri Aurobindo. And I think with these few words, I do not have really much to say, but I think on behalf of, I would profoundly thank Guruji for having come and accepted our invitation. And first time we had synthesis of yoga, and this time we have I hope there will be continuously, these kinds of talks which actually modify the vibrations. I really don't know how many of you have felt it, but definitely. And by the way, I would like to say this, I really thought of these two words, Guruji, what you said yesterday. I have been thinking since yesterday night, because I am a science student. You said Duradrishti and Divyadrishti and Vidyamana. And he also, I don't know how many of you remember, he said Divyadrishti was sanctioned to Vidura. And the entire Mahabharata story was narrated to Dhritarashtra. And of which the war happens in some other place, he is able to explain to Dhritarashtra. Now, Sri Aurobindo very clearly writes in one of his literatures that nature
uses man, a human being, as an instrument, and through him, as he being the, uses him as an instrument and opens different layers of consciousness. Now the man thinks that he is an extremely intelligent and he has opened the layer. Now, if we relate this Vijay Drishti to the television, what exactly is the difference? It is the television which is now giving us various facts which are happening all over the world, beyond our dimensions, where the places where we can't even reach. Is it not a Vijay Drishti to us? In what way it is different? It is during that time television was not there and Vijay Drishti was granted in the form of
Sanjaya
to the Veda. But Vijay Drishti to us through television, it has come to us through the doors of science, using some intelligent human beings as the instruments. In what way is it different? So this is exactly applicable to the mobile also, which is said Vijay Vani. Then we are able to, you know, tap these kinds of energies, and nature is helping us to tap these kinds of energies. All these things are nothing, no new inventions of man, but they are only discoveries. We are trying to just make use of what is existing in the nature or the natural phenomena. The everything that exists in the nature, that the knowledge is inherent in the nature. That is what we are tapping and then we are using. So, when this is the stage, I think there is an unstaged, unseen, qualitative evolution every second. And we have to be a part of it, and we are glad that we are being chosen as said that we will be by the Master and the Mother. I think all good things have to come to an end. And they don't come to an end just because they have to come to an end, because we have to contemplate, we have to think about those things, we have to identify ourselves, and we have to, you know, become one with them. I think that's why the good things come, and now we have left us a lot of exercises to contemplate and then to act upon. Thank you, Guruji, thank you for those wonderful moments we spent with you. And on behalf of Sri Aurobindo Congress and all the management and the devotees, I will request you to accept a small gesture of our introduction. Request very easy to kindly hand over here.
And I hope I will get often these.
Next time, sorry.
But now, just a minute. You be very specific. Don't make the entire Savitri. Even if what we say is a small portion of Savitri. And we will do the practical aspects as he wants to know about the Tanmatras and how to do it. We will concentrate more on the practical aspect.
We will select a portion.
Portion, and we will get the experience that is written there. Because it is written there, for us to get the experience, we will do that. More practical.
One more question. If you would like to have an overall view of integral education and integral yoga, the reason, just an overall view. Later on, theory and practice,
I said that. It's okay. Integral you understand first. Integration is this symbol in calculus, integral calculus. It is a summation. Not able to hear it? Now, okay? This integral is this symbol you remember, and you know the integral calculus, and there is a differential calculus where you differentiate and you have an integration. So the education is now differentiating. And do you know, expertise means knowing more about less things. So it is differentiation. When you go to an eye doctor, if he specializes in the left eye, he can't treat the right eye. He says you go to the left eye doctor. So that is differentiation. And what Sri Aurobindo's integral yoga is, to sum not only all these educations, but the possibilities of future educations. Got it? So you should know how the future education is going to come. And if you can understand how mother played tennis, you will know the basis of future education. You think about it, you will understand it. Integral education is based on playing, leela. Leela means you do what with fixed rules. If a play is not ruled with the fixed rules, we see it is, when you don't see it. If you know if the match is already fixed because of this, you are no more interested in it. Got it? So the future education is based on leela. That is the keyword. And the present education is based on maryada. Maryada means limitation. An engineer is limited to his knowledge, a doctor is limited to his knowledge, and specialized people in those fields are limited to that is Maryada Purushottam Ram and Leela Purushottam Krishna. But Sri Aurobindo says no, there is one more step. And that integrates all these educations. Think over it. Okay. That's why I am saying that now next visit, sir, I will specifically put some topic and concentrate on that topic. That will be better because this goes very hazy, and I find sometimes that what I am saying and what you are understanding, there is a gap because of the words. So this time we will take care of that.
Most of the time, after a week of sheer bliss, we are thankful to Guruji, who has accepted our request and has taken the trouble to conduct the Life Remind session here. A brief recap of our whole session. Remember the five genes of Sri Aurobindo as the background of all our activities. See to it that it gets fructified. Have an ideal and an intention. Be a warrior and a hero. Invite the spirit of Akhanda Bharata in all our hearts to make it a living reality. We are world citizens, aiming at the unity not only of India and the world, but of the entire earth, with the full support of the Supramanic Consciousness, which has already descended here on 29 February 1956. We are also thankful to Sri Aurobindo Complex Trust Management for all their support. The regular Life Divine and Synthesis of Yoga classes conducted here will be conducted henceforth more purposefully and forcefully. Finally, we thank Guruji for his loving support and guidance to each and every one of us. We also sincerely request him to come as often as possible to help us in this mission. Thank you, Guruji.
And one more just a message. Whenever I take a class, I always ask the nature to guide me. And sometimes some people become the instruments. And you were talking about the integral yoga, and he gave me the instrument and I have forgotten it. There are three lines. May your will be done and not mine. As you will, I am yours for eternity. This is the three images of total self-giving to the Divine according to Mother. I am not saying according to Mother, how he wants us to do. May your will be done, not mine. As you will, I am yours for eternity. This is the Mother Sutras. You can have the copies of this from Chandrasekhar. Right.
There is a tea break and refreshments. Please have them.
Is it a break? I have to come back again?
Yes.
No, I won't.
We are very thankful for this wonderful session.